News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. About 150 million people were under cold weather advisories and extreme cold warnings as of yesterday in the eastern part of the country. Not all that much changing. That includes in the state of Florida.
There were a good amount of record lows set in Florida yesterday, too. In fact, there were some record cold high temperatures yesterday in Florida. Like a lot of the peninsula, I struggled to get out of the 40s.
And David Roth with the National Weather Service says things may or might not change much today. Forecaster Peter Molinac says that bomb cyclone that hit the Carolinas over the weekend is not done yet.
We're looking at temperatures today that are going to largely remain below freezing from the Tennessee and Ohio valleys on east into the northeast. And especially in the Carolinas, where temperatures are not going to get above freezing, some areas there in western North Carolina and eastern North Carolina received, in some cases, record daily snowfall amounts, with a place like Charlotte, North Carolina, seeing 11 inches on the day yesterday, which is now a top five snow event all time there.
Meanwhile, a furry forecaster made his prediction this morning in Gobbler's Knob.
Welcome to Punxsutawney! Welcome to Groundhog Day!
Phil's handlers say he saw a shadow. That means six more weeks of winter weather. Iran's Supreme Leader warning any U.S. attack would trigger a regional war in the Middle East.
President Trump has dispatched an aircraft carrier and other warships to the Arabian Sea and has threatened military action against Iran over its bloody crackdown on protesters. The Iranian government is vowing to defend itself and respond like never before if the U.S. attacks, and warns of a regional war. On Sunday, the president was hopeful that a deal could be reached with Iran's supreme leader, but said if we don't make a deal, then we'll find out whether or not he was right. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A new push to overturn gay marriage.
Focus on the Family, the American Family Association, and other Christian ministries are joining the Greater Than campaign. It hopes to see the Supreme Court reverse its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions nationwide. The group Them Before Us, which is organizing the campaign, says, quote, when marriage was redefined, parenthood was too. Once husbands and wives became optional, mothers and fathers became replaceable. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo has told the Vatican Doctrine Office to uphold truth, justice, and charity when deciding pre-sex abuse cases. The first American pope dedicated only a small part of his speech to the widening abuse scandal in an address to members of the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith. And the Vatican office there polices Catholic doctrine. It also processes abuse cases around the world. There was no mention by Leo of the victims of that scandal. This is SRN News. Arizona authorities continue their search for today's show host Savannah Guthrie's missing 84-year-old mother.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos calling Nancy Guthrie's home a crime scene.
We saw some things at the home that were concerning to us. We believe now, after we process that crime scene, that we do in fact have a crime scene.
He says she does not have dementia, but does have mobility issues and was last seen Saturday night. But when she did not show up for church Sunday, her family alerted authorities.
And that report from correspondent Julie Walker. President Trump says he would like to help more cities fight crime, but he says he can't do it without their permission.
The crime-ridden cities are all Democrat-run cities. And if they want help, they have to ask for it. Because if we go in, all they do is complain.
Not far from the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 494 points. More details at SRNnews.com.